Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A California storm had a little bit of everything, bringing rain and snow to the state and triggering one big chain reaction accident by whipping up blinding dust. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Sullivan.
This storm system that moved into California yesterday brought some significant rains to lower elevations across especially central parts of California into the Sierra, where we did see some significant snow, at least the first part of the season here.
Stormy weather also dumped rain across most of northern Nevada, causing temporary power outages around Reno and Lake Tahoe, and triggering a strong wind advisory as far south as Las Vegas. After waiting 7 years for a decision, the company behind the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas has asked the State Department to suspend its review of the project. TransCanada spokesman Mark Cooper says they want to spend the time negotiating a route through Nebraska.
It's a very time-indicated process in Nebraska, so it's about seven months with the option to extend to 12 months. So what we're looking for here is a pause on a state decision between 7 and 12 months.
Sound courtesy CTV. The House had a new presiding officer as it began its work week.
Welcome, Speaker Ryan.
Speaker Paul Ryan presided over the House for the first time since his election. The session included the clerk reading former Speaker John Boehner's resignation letter and Ryan announcing that the vacancy leaves the House one short of a full complement of lawmakers.
In light of the resignation from the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Boehner, the whole number of the House is 434.
Ryan's first week as Speaker will include consideration of a new multi-year transportation bill. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. Carolina Panthers are still undefeated, beating Indianapolis 29-26 last night in overtime. The Cavaliers win on a memorable night for LeBron James.
The Cavaliers' LeBron James reached a career milestone in Cleveland's 107-100 victory over the 76ers. James became the 30th and youngest player to reach the 25,000-point plateau. It occurred with 8:07 to go in the fourth quarter when his dunk gave the Cavaliers a 13-point lead. James finished with 22 points. Mo Williams added 21 for Cleveland, who improved to 3-1. Jahlil Okafor had 24 for the Sixers, who fell to 0-3. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
A vegetation fire spread to Johnny Mathis's Hollywood Hills home Monday evening, leaving a lot of damage, says the singer.
The whole house is destroyed. I've been here over 50 years.
He was not at home when the fire broke out. I'm Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.